Many verses in the Quran start with the phrase, O you who believe, but the first ayah in Surah An-Nisa starts with, O people. Learn the secret behind these two phrases in today's Tafsir video. Session 537, Chapter 4, Verse 1. People, be mindful of your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and from it created its mate, and from the pair of them spread countless men and women far and wide. Be mindful of God, in whose name you make requests of one another. Beware of severing the ties of kinship. God is watchful over you. Chapter 4, Verse 1. Many verses in the Quran begin with the phrase, O you who believe, followed by a command from God. When you hear this phrase, you should appreciate that Allah does not want to impose His will on you or intrude on your choices. O you who believe serves as a gentle reminder that you chose to believe in God and entrusted Him with guiding your life. Faith wasn't forced upon you. You embraced it willingly. So if you consider yourself a person of integrity, if you are a man or woman of your word, you should listen to the one you claim to believe in. As long as you freely profess that God is your wise and powerful Lord, it's only natural to obey and follow His commands. If, God forbid, you're dealing with a severe illness like cancer, you would do extensive research to find the most knowledgeable and experienced doctor to treat your condition. Once you find such a doctor, you follow their recommendations, keep all your appointments, and take the prescribed medications. If the necessary medicine isn't available locally, you might even consider traveling abroad to get it. Why? Because you believe that the recommendations of the doctor you entrusted with your life are crucial for your well-being. Here we have an ayah that starts with, O people, but it's not followed by a command for a religious duty. Why? Because the term people includes both believers and disbelievers. It encompasses Adam and all his descendants. God does not issue a command here. Instead, He invites everyone to be mindful of Him, come to His side, consider what He offers, and then choose whether to believe or not. When issuing a command to the believers, Allah uses their faith as justification and says, O you who believe. But how about when Allah addresses humanity as a whole? What justification does He use? He says, People be mindful of your Lord who created you. God presents you with a rational case and supporting evidence. The Almighty starts with, People be mindful of your Lord. The choice of words is critical. He did not say, Be mindful of God, because the word God is understood as the deity that is obeyed and worshipped with commands and prohibitions. God knows that many people have not yet reached that conclusion or level of understanding. Most are still at the level of lordship. The Lord, translated from the Arabic Rub, is the creator, caretaker, provider, and protector. Would God use the justification, created you, unless it was evident? Of course not. It is a universally known fact. Every human instinctively knows that he or she has a creator, and this knowledge has been proven across cultures, continents, and millennia. So when God says, People be mindful of your Lord who created you, it is as if creating humans is not a matter of dispute or doubt for anyone. Allah draws you closer to Him through a fundamental belief we all share. He created you. At one point in life, I am sure someone said to you, Be good and listen to so-and-so because they helped you out last year. If you acknowledge that this person did you a big favor, maybe they got you out of a tough spot or lent you some money, then naturally you'd show them gratitude, kindness, and respect. To draw you even closer to Him, the Almighty chose the word your Lord, not your God, because the concept of Lord is that of the one who creates from nothing and provides from nothing, the one who nourishes and elevates humans closer to the level of perfection they all seek. God, after all, is the one who created the entire universe with perfection. He says, And if you ask them who created the heavens and earth and who harnessed the sun and moon, they are sure to say, God. Then why do they turn away from Him? Chapter 29, verse 61. so the issue of creation is a settled matter. Such creation requires unimaginable power and wisdom. Thus, we recognize the Lord as the all-capable and all-powerful wise creator. Here we ask, doesn't the one who creates have the right to set the laws of operation and maintenance for his creation? Every valuable item you buy comes with the manufacturer's operation and maintenance manual. Why? Because the manufacturer would like to ensure the product's proper function, protection, and longevity. In fact, it is the responsibility of the creator to set such rules to protect the creation. If you buy an advanced piece of technology and receive no instructions, you would call the company to complain. Would the Almighty create a remarkable and complex human out of nothing and then leave them without guidance? Or wouldn't he provide instructions saying, it is best to do this and avoid that so you can fulfill your purpose in life? That's why Allah calls everyone to faith, saying, people, be mindful of your Lord who created you. Our first responsibility is to be aware and mindful of our Creator so we can receive and follow His commands and guidance. Every human should be aware of his or her Creator and appreciate His awesome power and wisdom. Either we fear the Lord's power and obey His commands out of awe, or we acknowledge His wisdom and obey His commands out of respect.
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا.
If you found value in this video, please give it a thumbs up. Click the bell icon so you never miss an update. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your loved ones.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse. Visit us at www.QuranGarden.com.